Vermont Governor Phil Scott delivered his second State of the State Thursday. The Republican is calling for continued fiscal restraint. Senate Majority Leader Becca Ballant, a Democrat, was in the chamber in Montpelier. She says there are some areas where they agree, but she questions if the governor's fiscal austerity policy is viable over the long term.
We absolutely concur that we must reverse the demographic trends in Vermont and that it does need to be a top priority. We do have an aging population in Vermont. We're one of the oldest demographically, and it is impacting our schools and our workforce. So we do agree with that. The area in which we differ is that when he talks about protecting the most vulnerable, when he talks about building a more robust workforce, we know that this will take some money and resources to make this happen. And he talks about putting Vermonters first, but there doesn't seem to be any real policy initiatives connected with raising revenue to pay for those things. And so that's a concern that we have. He did talk in the address that he was pleased with himself and his administration that they, quote, stopped the digging, meaning that we'd dug ourselves into a hole in terms of taxes and fees. And what the caucus hears when he says we've stopped the digging is also that we've stopped thinking about growth for the future and we stopped building on programs that we need to build on to really protect the most vulnerable. We have a serious opioid epidemic here in Vermont, which he has been wonderful in addressing publicly. What we haven't seen is real specific program initiatives that are looking long-term, that these opioid-addicted babies are entering our school system and that it's putting more stressors on the schools. And in the same speech, he talked about how we had to hold the line on public school spending. And that those two things don't seem to add up from the perspective of my caucus, is feeling like we know we have this problem. It's becoming more and more difficult to give these students supports. This is not the time to be talking about cutting support to public schools.
One of the things that caught my ear as you were talking was the short term versus the long term. Are you perceiving a lot of his policies as more short term in an effort to keep that fiscal discipline?
Yes, absolutely. His team has really framed it as we're not going to increase any fees, not going to increase any taxes. We're going to hold the line on all spending. It's really an austerity lens at a time when we still have the need. And so we had talked about earlier in the month in the caucus how we know that we need to spend more money on, for example, clean water. Right? It's a very serious issue in Vermont. And he gave lip service to it in his address, but we know that his solutions for raising revenue are about doing more capital bonding. And so we are concerned that whatever administration comes in after him is going to be hampered with spending that's done almost entirely on bonded dollars. So, yes, it's very much, I think, focused on short-term relief for a perceived relief for taxpayers, and I think those bills are going to come due eventually, and the problems are not going to go away.
Senator Pro Tem Tim Ash and Speaker Mitzi Johnson outlined in mid-December the priorities that they were seeing for the legislature. As you see the legislative session start, how aggressive do you think movement will be on those priorities?
I think it's going to be very aggressive. I think that we feel that we have a commitment to Vermonters to make things more affordable on the home front. So I think we're absolutely committed to moving a minimum wage bill. I know the House has passed to us their family medical leave insurance bill. We're also looking at that in terms of truly protecting the most vulnerable. So I don't think there's going to be any backing off from our legislative agenda, even though the governor has signaled to us that he really wants to pass more of an austerity budget. I don't think that's what Vermonters are calling for.
He is going to outline his budget proposal in 3 weeks. How closely will legislators be watching it by that point in time?
Well, what happened the last time is that we didn't find out about what was going to be in the budget address until a few hours before, and we had given feedback to his team that it would be helpful in the work of government to having a little bit more of a heads up as to what his policy initiatives are. I'm hoping it will be different this time around because we all want the same thing in the macro, which is to make Vermont a healthier, more affordable place to live. And I feel like when we get the details at the last minute, it really doesn't help us to do our work because our biennium is so short, right? We're here January to the beginning of May, and it's not much time. Especially if what he's saying is there will be no increases in tax and fees. That means that to fund his initiatives, we're going to have to cut other programs. So that is not something that any appropriations committee is going to take lightly. So the sooner we have the parts that are in play, the better we're going to be able to serve our constituents.
Vermont Governor Phil Scott will deliver his budget address to the legislature in 3 weeks. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.